Thank you.
This is Benito, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
Benito. Can you clarify or copy what he just said, that there's only one agenda? I just saw a second agenda.
That's fine. It's not time for that. We haven't taken roll yet. It'll all come up after we take care of roll call and such. It's coming right up in 10 minutes. So I now call to order the December 7th, 2017 open session of the Pacifica National Board. It is 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
Okay, so Grace on?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Jonathan, Alexander?
Here.
Okay, David Beeson? He said he'll be on later. Jim Brown? Okay, Adriana Kessner?
I'm here, person.
Okay, Adriana is here. Bill Collier?
Here.
Collier is here. Catherine Davis? You're not here yet. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Diaz is here. Rhonda Garner? You're not present. Jan Goodman?
I'm here.
Goodman is here. Sabrina? Jacobs?
I'm here.
Okay. Ken Lofa?
Here.
Lofa is here. Robert Mark?
Here.
Mark is here. Sibling Roberts? Sibling?
Present.
Okay, she's present. Mansoor Sabah?
How's there?
Okay, present. GM asks for excuse. Nancy Solden? Nancy? Not on yet. Okay, Alex Steinberg? Okay, not on yet. Tanaka is here. Temba, is it on that? Temba? No,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're there.
Yeah,
okay. Hello, Andrea Turner? It's not on yet. Mosquito, Washington?
Here.
My spirit's on. And Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Alex is here. So at the moment, we have 15 here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I need two timekeepers, please.
Jonathan, I can't do it today. I have problems.
Thank you, Madrika. Aki, you can handle the items. Can someone else time the speakers, please? And I see Ms. Davis with us.
I can time the speakers.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are there any excused absences this evening?
What's that?
Are there any excused absences?
The one was on TM Scruggs. I think he sent it to everybody.
Okay. Are there any objections to the excused absence of TM Scruggs?
I have a question.
Hearing no objections. We are on item number 2, which is agenda approval. We have 10 minutes. And I hear Adriana has a point of order. I also hear Serena in the back, but it's really hard to hear you. Could you try to turn up your phone or something while I take Adriana's point of order? Ms. Kasanev, what is your point of order, please?
Did last week.
Pardon me?
I said it's all the way up. You probably did the same thing you did when I was trying to contribute to the report out, that nonsense report out that y'all sent out. Same thing you did when you turned the volume all the way down last week.
I'm sorry, you're out of order. I haven't turned anyone's volume all the way down or up. There are 22 cell phones on this call. I cannot be responsible for adjusting the levels of all of them. Everyone can hear, and it's plain to hear, because this is a public session, that your call is breaking up. Your voice is not coming through clearly. But currently, Ms. Kasanev has the floor. floor. She has a point of order.
I spoke before Adriana because it was on the matter that was then.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear you, and I've called a Ms. Kasanev. If she wishes to yield her time to you, that's up to her. Other than that, she has the floor.
I can let Serena explain what she was trying to say before my point of order, Mr. Chair.
Certainly. Ms. Roberts, you have something?
My question is for Mr. Tanaka. Is this what number board meeting is this that Mr. Scruggs is missing? Is this the third or fourth or fifth?
You know, I had to go back to the minutes to find out.
Okay, when you find the answer, thanks.
Take a look at that at some point. Do you wish to challenge? I'm sorry, object to his excused absence, Ms. Roberts?
I wish to not give my consent.
Okay, so noted.
Okay. Then we're on agenda approval. About 8 minutes left. Are there any objections to the agenda? I'm sorry, Ms. Kasanev had a point of order. I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My point of order is a continuous breach of the Pacifica Foundation by law and California Corporation Code. The point of order is asking the chair to stop the violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law and the California Corporation Code by using a telephonic system of communication that prevents to comply with Article 6, Section 3 telephonic meeting. Can you ask, please, the
section? Mansoor, I'm going to call your order. You don't have the floor. She's stating her point of order. Please try to control yourself this meeting.
Thank you. And the corporation, the California Corporation Code, Title 1, Article 1, Provision 5211. That is why I'm asking the chair to stop immediately this illegal telephonic system of communication that violates the right of directors to communicate concurrently with all other directors, propose or to interpose an objection to any action to be taken by the foundation. I'm sending the point of order.
Your objection will be noted in the minutes, as always. However, we will continue to use the Maestro conference system, as it is this chair's belief it is the only way that everyone's going to be heard. And your objection will be noted. We have voted on it many times in the past.
Thank you.
This is Benito to the stack.
Adriana, did you say you challenge?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, thank you. I second the challenge.
This has been challenged many times. We have voted on it many times. I see this to be dilatory. I'm happy to add your objection to the minutes, but it's not going to make any difference to the outcome of this. We voted on it many times, and the vote is not close. We will continue using the Maestro conference system for at least this meeting. And let's see now. Where were we here? Benito, did you have a point of order or a point of information?
No, a point of order.
Your point of order?
Yeah, this is the sixth consecutive time that Sharon Brown has not been included in the roll call, whereas Mansoor Sabah continues to be included in the roll call as a member of this TMB. As we all know, on December the 26th, a court in California ruled that Sharon Brown is to be returned as a member of her Los Angeles LSB and as a member of this PMB, and that Mansoor Sabah is to be taken off this PMB and Ismael Parra is to be taken off the KPFK LSB. The PMB is hereby ordered by the court. If this PMB doesn't want to be held in contempt of court, it would be wise to reseat Sharon Brown and unseat Mansoor Sabah. Accordingly, Mansoor is...
As you stated, you have stated this six times previously, and six times previously, this body has voted on the matter, as well as the challenge to my ruling. And it's not just my ruling, however, since the matter that which you speak of in court has been appealed. Until that appeal has been resolved, the board's makeup will stay the same. Mr. Sabah will stay on the board, as was stated. However, I'll ask the secretary to state your continued objection in the minutes of this meeting. We're now at about 4 minutes and 5 seconds left for agenda approval. I have not heard any objections to the agenda as is.
Mr. Chair,
I have an objection when Mr. Diaz is finished.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. And thank you, Serene. I just wanted to read the next paragraph because it is an addition to what I have been saying all these other weeks.
So by all means, read the next paragraph.
It'll just take 1 minute. I know that our IED, Mr. Crozier, and a particular lawyer named Mr. Green decided to appeal the court's decision. However, let me make clear to those who don't already know that in 2011, in the Bernstein case, the court ruled that an appeal does not stay the court's order or the execution of the court order. So several of the members of this current PMV were also on the PMV at that time and are very much well aware of this court's ruling. So the rest of you can follow their lead if you want to, but you do so at your own risk. I'll stop there.
Thank you very much. Yes. Ms. Roberts, you have a challenge or an amendment to the agenda.
Which is a point of order with regard to
it? I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts.
I have a point of order with regard to the agenda. This is a special meeting. It was called by Adriana Casanig, Kemba Shabanda, and myself. We indicated what the purpose of the meeting was. Mr. Tanaka, the secretary, has somehow lobbed on to unrelated issues onto the draft agenda, which was posted to kpftx.org yesterday.
Sorry, are those Ms. Roberts?
I'm driving. I can't possibly look, but I'll tell you what they are. He has lobbed on bylaws amendments, approval or discussion or whatever.
Okay, that's item number five.
Which were not noticed for this meeting. They are, in fact, on the kpftx.org calendar as matters for the 14th, 21st, and 28th. Today is December 7th. They should not be on this agenda. Secondly, he has added on a KPFT motion, LSB, invalidating the decisions of the LSB with regard to conduct of its LSB members. And not only is there no formal notice that I saw from the secretary to the LSB indicating that their work was going to be invalidated, but it also is improper to lob that on to this special meeting. This meeting was noticed on November 1st. None of the actions that are being challenged occurred at that time, and therefore could certainly not have been contemplated, nor do they fall within, you know, his agenda items. Those two agenda items are in violation of the special meetings rule, which states that only the matters that are noticed in the meeting can properly be discussed in a special meeting. This board has no regular meetings. The board decided not to set a regular meeting date. Every meeting we've had this year has been a special meeting. People send, people post meetings, and as you know, some of them were, included you as one of the people calling them, and they cancel them at whim. Therefore, in order to get some business done, others of us needed to call some meetings. This is one of those meetings. The items that Mr. Tanaka has posted on the agenda is improper and should be struck.
Okay, Ms. Roberts, that's item number five and item number four. Well, item number four is the KPFT LSB motion, and item number five is the bylaws amendment discussions and voting motion. Item number four was set at 20 minutes, and item number five was set at 60 minutes. I'm just reading this out for you since you don't have access. And so we are at time for this item. So,
no, I'm scared.
it's a real, easily resolved. It's a simple vote requiring a simple majority. If you wish to strike items four, and do you? I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts. Do you wish to remove the items or move them further down?
Remove them.
Thank you. So if you wish to remove items 4 and 5, simply vote yes. If you wish to leave items 4 and 5, vote no. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
This is Mark. I call the
Can you hear Adriana?
Yes. Adriana, do you have a question? I also hear you, Mr. Mark. Adriana, do you have a question?
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair, and it's a legal addition of the meeting agenda. The meeting has been posted at KPFT.org. I ask the chair to stop the secretary's illegal addition to the agenda posted at the meeting notice at KPFT.org. For the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 6, meeting of Board of Directors, Section 4, notice, I will tell you exactly what I said. I'm shall specify the purpose of the business. No additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted at the special meeting. And Robert Rule of Order says, with the exception of the motions that relate to procedures without direct reference to a particular substantive item of the business, only business mentioned in the call of the special meeting can be transacted at such a meeting. I'm passing it on and sending all of this to the whole PMB.
Thank you. As stated earlier, most of the meetings this year have been special meetings, and we have had to vote on and edit and change and rearrange the agenda, or at least vote on such in just every one of those meetings. However, Ms. Kasanev's point is somewhat taken, and Mr. Mark is going to suggest in a moment, I'm going to let him explain why these should be divided up. So this won't be just one vote, but before we get to the dividing up part with Mr. Mark, I'm gonna go ahead and rule, like I said, that since all of these meetings have been special meetings and we've had to edit the agendas back and forth, that we will go ahead and vote on it. Do I hear a challenge to the ruling that we can vote on?
Ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
A challenge.
Thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. We're going to go ahead and vote on the challenge of the ruling, and then we'll get along with the agenda. But I'll remind you that we are at time for this item, so we're just going to go through the votes. If you vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, that's a yes vote. And if you vote not to uphold the ruling of the chair, that will result in the removal of items 4 and 5 unless someone thinks differently.
Okay, so basically, we're not going to lose the appeal,
so we don't need an extension. We're just going to vote on each thing. We're going to vote. Right now, you're a pitch chair.
I get to speak to my challenge.
Pardon me?
I get to speak to my challenge.
You and several others already spoke to the challenge. Your point is clearly understood, and we need to move along. It's 8:58 East Coast.
I get to speak to the challenge, Mr. Chair. When a member
challenges
the ruling of the chair, they get to speak to the challenge.
But we're at time, so... We're at time for this. We're well beyond time for this,
and we have a very full agenda. If we remove these two items,
it's still going to be a very full agenda, and this is the fastest to get through all of that. This is the fastest way to get to the agenda that you're trying to get us to. What's your question, Ms. Fonda?
Why do the chair always rule against policies and rules and regulations to keep us principled and keep us from being uncensored and keep us from being rushed into hasty decisions? I would like to know why the chair always does that.
That answer is hidden deeply within Robert's rules book. I suggest you crack it open. Okay, Mr. Secretary, we are now about to take a vote.
We're going to rule of the chair.
We're about to take a vote. the ruling of the chair. Because when we get through that, we're going to have to, we can go ahead and split up 4 and 5, or if you had something else in mind. At any rate, first, we're voting on whether or not these items can be here. And as I said before, my ruling is that these items are going to be here because, as stated before, every meeting is a special meeting, and we vote on this all the time, usually in a dilatory fashion like this. But at any rate, Mr. Secretary, take the votes.
Okay, so we're voting to support the ruling of the chair, which is to keep items 4 and 5 on the agenda. So that's what we're voting on, right? So yes means that 4 and 5 will be on the agenda, and then no means that 4 and 5 will be taken off. Okay.
I thought we were going to divide those.
It means that we'll actually get to vote on them, is what he means. But yeah, right now it's just
okay.
The ruling is whether or not Aki had the right to add anything to the agenda at all is what my ruling is, and my ruling is that
okay.
He did. Continue.
Okay. All right.
Can you change it by law?
Great, Sam.
Yes, I oppose the ruling of the chair.
Okay, all right. And Jim Brown? Jim Brown is annoying, yeah? Okay, Adriana? Kessner?
Absolutely not to change it by law.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Closures, yes, okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay, Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no, okay. Wanda Garner? Okay, Wanda's her own. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Could Jacob is yes. Kamilfa?
Yes.
Kamilfa is yes. Robert Mark? No. Robert Mark is no. Okay. Serene Roberts?
This is on whether to uphold the chair's statement that we broke the law before, so let's break it again. No.
Anyway,
Mansoor votes yes.
Thank you. Mansoor, yes. Nancy
Sullivan? No.
Nancy Sullivan is no. Okay. Alex Steinberg? Alex? Alex? We'll get back to you.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Sandra is yes. Tamaka is yes. Temba, Chibanda?
No, I do not uphold the ruling of God.
Okay, Temba is no. Andrea Tana is not on yet. Mashkira?
No.
Mashkira is no. All right, Jonathan? Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Johnson is yes. All right. And Rhonda, Jim Brown, are you on? Because Jim is on.
Rhonda's on.
Okay. Rhonda Garner?
What are we voting on?
Well, Rhonda, this is, we're voting to afford a chair which allows the, Tanaka's motion to be added to the agenda.
Legally changing the bylaw.
Okay. All right, I'll say yes.
Anyway. Okay, Rhonda.
Yes.
Doing the vote, please.
All right, just a minute. Hang on just a minute. So I now have 11 yes and 7 no. So the chair's voting is held.
Okay, Mr. Mark, what was your point of order, please?
I didn't make a point of order. I asked that the question be divided, but it's too late now because you ran it all together. I had to vote no because I couldn't vote yes on both of them.
I thought you were suggesting that you divided between 4 and 5. So now we're going to vote on the agenda as is, because we're out of
I had a point of order.
You had a point of order?
Yes.
I've been Jan Goodman. I've had a point of order. I've been, like, over and over and over saying it. I don't know if you could hear me or what. And that was to add the resolution by the ED search committee, by the personnel committee, to the agenda.
Okay, that's an amendment for the agenda, not so much a point of order. Where were you going to add it at?
Stephen, you say, sir, that it's not anymore.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
After the IED report, I think it's
something
that
we could
probably, I would make it a 10-minute.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear you trying to make that point of order, and again, I'm not certain that's actually a point of order. That's an amendment for the agenda.
Sorry,
I heard Ms. Roberts has a point of order.
I over and over, I've been saying it for, like, incorrectly, point of order, but...
You know what? There are a lot of people saying a lot of stuff.
But I was,
I would like to hear you. That's the hazard of everybody speaking over everybody and speaking out of turn, et cetera, and so on. I apologize, Ms. Goodman. Just a moment. Ms. Roberts, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that when I attempted to explain or speak to my appeal of the ruling of the chair, I was told that we were out of order. We were out of time. So there's no way on earth that this motion, which y'all attempted to force into an executive session and have only been shamed into bringing it into an open session, there's no way that it's possibly in order because we're out of time.
Okay, I'll take it out.
Well taken, Ms. Roberts. That's actually what I was trying to explain. Your point is well taken. We're way beyond time for agenda approval, so we're going to finish up the vote on agenda approval. Mr. Secretary.
Okay,
yes,
Grace Allen? Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace says yes, all right. David Beaton, she's not on yet. Jim Brown? Okay, not on. Adriana? Cassina?
Absolutely
Adriana?
No.
Okay. Catherine, there's no closure? No closure?
Yes.
Closure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito? Yes.
Can you tell me what we're voting on?
Agenda
approval.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Yes, Yolanda Gara?
Yes.
Gara is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina? Get back to you. Ken Loeffler?
Yes.
Loeffler is yes. Father Mark?
Abstain.
Okay. Father Mark abstains. Sabrina Roberts?
No way.
Okay. Sabrina is no. Marcelo Savard? Mansour? We'll get back to you. TM is out. Nancy Soda?
No.
Nancy is no. Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Of course, yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Tamba? Shibanda?
No.
Tamba is no. Okay. Andrea Turner is not on. Mosquito?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay, Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Instance, yes. Okay. Students, each in Palm. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Agenda approved? Okay, yes. All right. And Mansour Sabah? Agenda approved?
Yes. Thank
you. Okay, yes. All right. So it's 11 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention, which is 18 votes. So we're into minutes approval. We have 5 minutes.
Okay. Mr. Brown's back with us. We're on agenda approval. That's 5 minutes. I'm sorry, minutes approval. Minutes approval. We have 5 minutes. Everyone should have a copy of the minutes. Are there any objections or corrections?
Indiana?
Minutes. Yes, Ms. Katanev.
The first thing is, the minutes, obviously, the secretary is writing the minute the way that he wanted. I want to know why he's not putting there, for example, we have very clear that one of the point of orders was the violation of the Article 6, Section 4 of the bylaw amendment, and he doesn't put the whole point of order. He just said a little line about that, and that's it. You already told him before to put the whole point of order there, and he's not doing it again.
Was that the telephonic point of order?
No, sir. Have to do with that it's illegal, according to our bylaws, to add to a special meeting things that are not in the purpose that was noticed.
Okay, and there was also one on last week's meeting. I think you're right. I do believe I told him to add it in. Mr. Secretary, can you enlighten us?
Sure. When was it put on, Adriana? When was the point of order made? Can you sort of take?
You have it there, sir. You have it.
That would have been right there at the beginning of the meeting, Aki.
You put the count. Yes, you put the count there, but you didn't put the whole point of order.
What was the point of order about again?
Before the chair instructs you to put my point of order or everybody's point of order completely there, you were doing the same with the other point of order. Now you're repeating.
Ms. Katanev, I have a question. Did you, I'm pretty sure you did, you sent this entire point of order to him, right? You emailed it?
Point of order then, and you have it there in writing again.
Okay, all right. Well, so that's a little bit of an oversight here. Okay. I had to go back to the recording and find out exactly what happened. All right. So I'll add it on. I'm sorry, Diana.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Thank you, Ms. Kniff. Are there any other corrections or objections to the minutes?
Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Yeah, this is not exactly an objection, but just lucky for you to make a... Let me just explain. So I sent him some corrections regarding my point of order to Rocky, and he included my correction in the minutes. However, he forgot, I guess, to take out his original wording. And so now we have two versions of my point of order on minutes, the first one you see being what he originally wrote, the second one being my correction. And so I request that you take out your original wording, which is corrected by the inclusion of my correction.
Yeah, Benito, the stuff that I sent back to you, that is the official minutes now. That's the only copy. So whatever was handed out before, everything has been little over by your edit, okay? So
excuse me. You can't give official until it is approved in the PMB meeting. And I'm not and for number one. Number two, I am not objecting to your inclusion of my corrections. So you did do. All that I'm saying is that you included my corrections, but you did not take out your original wording. So now we have corrections.
Actually, I did. I did take on the original wording. In fact,
you send me back both, okay? You send me back both, Aki.
Oh, okay. Because I cut and pasted your entire text in this that took out what I had, so. But anyway, that's the way it's going to be done, is that whatever you send is cut and pasted onto the original minutes, okay?
Mr. Chair, I am requesting that you direct the secretary to delete his original wording from, or original version from the minutes.
Yeah, totally. I agree
okay.
with that.
You do that, Mr. Secretary.
For sure.
Thank you very much. And we're at time for this item, so we're going to go to a vote on approval of the minutes. A yes vote approves the minutes. A no vote does not. And this includes
the minutes
corrections as dictated by Mr. Diaz.
Right. Okay. All right. So minutes approval. Grace?
Yes.
Okay, Grace is yes. All right. Jim Brown, you're back. Just a minute or more.
Pass.
Jim passes. All right. Adriana?
No.
Adriana is no. Okay, do closure?
Yes.
Closure is yes. Okay, Cass and Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. All right. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito is no. Okay. Wanda Garner? Wanda?
Abstain.
Okay. Wanda abstains. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstain. Jacob abstain. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene? Serene Roberts?
No.
No, Roberts is no. Mansour Sabah? Mansour? Okay, let me get back to you. TM is out. Nancy Slaughter? Nancy? I'm going to get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Could I ask what we are voting on?
Minutes approval. Minutes approval.
Yes.
Okay. Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba, Shibanda, minutes approval?
No.
Temba is no. Andrea Turner is not on yet. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Let's get it done. Jonathan, Alexander? Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. Jim Brown, you passed?
No.
Okay, Jim Brown is no. All right. Let's see here. That's that. Mansour Sabah? Mansour, minutes approval? Nancy Sauden, minutes approval.
Okay, so we're voting on whether or not to approve the minutes that
yes.
Benito is objecting to because he says they're not correct. Is that right?
No,
we said
to approve the minutes, and they are amended with the corrections that Benito requested. That's what we're voting on. Yes or no?
But that the issue has to do with the entire minutes.
Right. It was just that he didn't remove his original wording. He left the corrections above. It's just a minor.
Not only that.
Right. We're not voting on my corrections. We're voting on the entire minutes.
Right, right. We're voting on the minutes, but, yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, Nancy?
Is there a problem with the rest of the minutes, or just...
And Adriana already objected to
the vote. Yes or no?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, Nancy Yeltsin. Okay. Let's see. So Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor votes yes.
And Mansoor votes yes. So, we have 10 yes, 6 no, 3 abstention. The limit passes. So go on to the next item, Chair, please.
We're on item number 4. Item number 4 is 20 minutes. And it is the motion regarding the KPFT LSB. Who is the maker of this motion?
Well, there's Alex, Grace, and the three people.
Okay, will one of those people care to read and motivate, please? Alex, Grace.
Oh, okay, I have to get the, I can motivate, but will someone else read it, please?
I'm not in front of a computer.
Okay, I'll read it if I can get it. Let me see.
Okay, or you can just...
What time were the minutes sent out, Aki?
The minutes were sent out at...
Oh, the agendas, I mean. Okay, I think I have it. Okay. Here we go. All right.
419.
I'll read it. This is a motion, KPFT LSB. As the Pacifica National Board has the power to override actions taken by an LSB, see Article 7, Section 4 below, and as the KPFT LSB has taken actions that create legal jeopardy for the Pacifica Foundation, and because the KPFT LSB has attempted to make management decisions outside of the authority granted to it by the bylaws, creating unnecessary work and confusion in a time when KPFT and Pacifica are facing severe financial stress, thus putting the foundation at risk, and whereas LSBs have no power to suspend or revoke the voting rights of their members, the disciplinary powers over delegates elected by the members and acting as LSB members are limited to the power to remove them by the LSB or PNB as set forth in Article 4, Section 9 of Pacifica's bylaws. Therefore, pursuant to the supervisory powers of the PNB over the LSBs under Bylaws Article 7, Section 3 and 4, it is hereby resolved that the recent actions of the KPFT LSB purporting to suspend the voting rights of its members, Bill Crozier and Robert Mark, are null and void, and that any further future such action by any LSB shall also be null and void. Further, whereas the KPFT LSB has failed to use its powers to fulfill its duties in the last year, see Bylaws Article 7, Section 3 below, be it resolved that all KPFT LSB members who have resigned or been removed improperly in the last year because KPFT LSB meetings have been scheduled too frequently or without proper notice, or because the LSB has not adhered to its powers and duties and has failed to be productive, are hereby invited to return. Their replacements shall be thanked for their service, removed from the LSB, and encouraged to participate in LSB committees. Further, the PNB hereby adopts a special rule prohibiting the KPFT LSB from conducting disciplinary procedures for a period of 6 months, short of removal of a delegate per the bylaws, and is suspending all ongoing disciplinary procedures. Further, the KPFT LSB is prohibited from meeting more than one time per month for the next 6 months unless two-thirds of its members agree in writing to an extra meeting in any given month. If KPFT fails to follow these strictures, all actions it takes shall be considered null and void until the above guidelines are followed. If the December meeting to elect officers is not properly conducted and the January meeting to elect PNB directors is not properly conducted, the PNB shall consider the results of these meetings null and void, and the current PNB directors shall remain seated until reelected or properly replaced.
Lord, would care to motivate?
Okay, KPFT LLC, instead of...
Allow her to motivate, Ms. Roberts, please. Ms. Aaron has the floor.
Yes, they will take the 20 minutes. Don't worry.
Okay. The KPFT LSB, instead of conducting business as per the bylaws, within its powers and duties, has... spent most of its time on disciplinary actions and has failed to conduct business as per the bylaws and get anything done productively through their LSB. Also, holding many, many meetings per month is extremely damaging to a local station board because people cannot sustain that much participation. It's improper, and it discourages participation in the LSB because it's it just makes it very difficult for people to have their schedules conform to so many LSB meetings. Therefore, people have resigned, and they should be invited back to, so that they can participate, and the LSB should get down to the business that that they're supposed to be doing per the bylaws.
Should we bring the people that is there?
Just a moment, Ms. Kasanev. Well, let's take a sec. I'm going to go ahead and let people speak for and against this motion. Obviously, this is a contentious motion.
Adriana.
Be handled in order. After Adriana.
Can you not hear me asking for a point of order?
I can hear you now. I don't think anyone heard you speak until just now. Okay, Alex, do you want to speak for or against this motion? Hold on, Ms. Roberts, just one second. Alex, do you want to speak for or against this
motion? Yeah, I will speak for the motion.
Okay. Ms. Roberts, what's your point of order?
There's been no second. You must ask for a second before someone is allowed to motivate. They have that voted. I don't know why you're letting it go on and on. They don't have to.
Thank you. I wish someone would have mentioned that earlier. But thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Exactly. There are three people. There were three bakers on this motion. I assume that there would be a second. Ms. Kasanev, you now have the floor.
Can we stop covering the member that is speaking? I don't think that she finished.
Pardon me?
Ms. Kasanev? Are you muting Serene too?
No, she just said she was finished, Adriana, and now you have the floor.
She was speaking in the meantime that you were speaking over her voice.
Ms. Roberts, was there something else you wanted to add?
The big boss needs to overtop people.
I'm sorry?
Chair, the stack is Adriana and Alex, please.
I understand, but I was just trying to make sure that Adriana is accusing me of not letting Ms. Roberts speak, and I'm sure we all heard her just say that she was done. Ms. Kasanev, if you want to speak against this motion, go ahead.
Yes, sir. The first thing that I want to say, that this is a bunch of lies. Nobody can prove anything that is being said here. They're making the motion, want even the people that died. We need to resurrect the people that died to bring it back and invite to our LSC. We didn't conduct any illegal business. We just used the only thing that we have is the bylaw of the Pacifica Foundation. The only people that are replaced are the ones that resigned or the ones that have, according to the Pacifica Foundation bylaw, 3 consecutive unexcused absences. The rest, Ms. Grace Aaron, is BS. You are really inventing this because you know what you are trying to do is perpetuate a power that it wasn't enough to keep with your money. You are trying to perpetuate, covering our own LSP. You don't have the right to decide against by law to make our LSP saying that it's something illegal. You need to prove what you are saying. You cannot do this. This is out of the power of the PMB. The LSB have the right not to allow people that come and attack us in open meetings. You will be called accountable if some of these crazy people come to our meetings and do what is in the news, kill somebody, or have those acts of violence against us. You will be responsible. Because you are allowing the people because you want their vote. That's what you are doing.
Yeah, I did. But that's
right.
They don't fit.
You don't have the right. You don't have the right. ALC, we did all the procedures that we should. We follow exactly the bylaws, and we can prove it. We have all the recordings that your friend, Bill Crozier, and his friends are not allowing and not putting in there for people to listen.
We're standing on time.
But we have the recordings. We have the recordings. This is a bunch of lies.
Time.
Okay, next
I would like
the
to argue, this is Rhonda Garner. I'd like to argue for.
Okay, Rhonda, Jack, Alex. Okay. I am next, so you have to wait, Ms. Roberts. Pacifica National Board has the right to rein in.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Alex.
Board.
Alex, I'm sorry. My phone was muted and I couldn't be heard. I was asking after Alex and Rhonda, and I guess Shireen, you were asking to be on the stack.
When I made my point of order, I said I also wanted to be on the stack. So how Rhonda Garner comes up after me and gets placed on the stack before me is a bit perplexing.
Thank you. Alex, go ahead. No, I'm sorry, who is that?